It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoy.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Tuesday, November 8th, 2022, and you guys know what that means, right? Not the listeners, I'm talking to you guys.
Election day.
That's right. It's that day that, which headset did you grab, Mr. Mayor? There we go.
Too many to pick from.
All right, got the better one.
All right.
You're there.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Excellent.
Can you hear yourself? Well, you know how to adjust all that.
Yes.
All right, you're a veteran of the show. All right, it is election day, and that means that the flag flies a little higher and shines a little brighter. I think the colors on the flag are so vivid on election day. It could just be me, but that's just how it goes, right?
And this week is Veterans Day is this week, too, as well.
Oh, right.
What a great combination, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Veterans Day is, of course, this Friday. And that means the Fighting Knights are playing on Thursday night. Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they moved the game to Thursday night. It's been that way since the season started. But the Fighting Knights will be in Deer Valley to take on the Skyhawks. And that's on 980 AM and KNTRSports.com only. 7 PM kickoff, 6:45 PM pregame with Steve Greeley and Billy Don't Be a Hero Beckman. Don't you love that song, you guys? Right. Yeah, I just had to make that his nickname, Billy Don't Be a Hero. And at the same time over on the FM, it'll be Thursday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons at Carolina Panthers. Man, what a stinker.
Yeah, that's a terrible game.
Holy moly. Yeah. That's a and then Baker Mayfield gets benched.
Oh no, PJ Mayfield came in the second half.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. So PJ Walker started the game.
So Mayfield was already on the bench.
Yeah, he was already on the bench. Yeah. They don't have much to pick from over there.
Oh my. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too bad that Matty Ice left the Falcons because he's not doing very well in Indianapolis either. So
no.
There you go. Could be his last hurrah or his last year. Now he's got a new head coach in Indianapolis. So
yeah.
I'm digressing, talking sports because Jess is here. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's this Thursday. 5:30 is the Thursday night football broadcast start time. They kick off around 6:10. And then over on the AM will be the Fighting Knights, Deer Valley Skyhawks, and that's the last game of the season for the regular season for the Fighting Knights. So hopefully they'll get a good seeding in the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right. So no game scheduled for today. Suns basketball back tomorrow against the T-Wolves, 6 p.m. For the pregame. Or 6 p.m. for the tip-off, 5:30 for the pregame. There you go. Guys, I got a surprise.
Yeah, what's your surprise?
Did you know about this? Blake Masters is going to call in.
Fun.
11:45.
Great.
Yeah, they got me this morning via email as I'm primping and all that, you know. And
You got your questions?
Well, oh yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, I'm hosting the election night show, man.
Perfect.
Not messing around with the little amateur election person here. Yeah. I've been following this stuff since I was about 6 years old.
Yeah.
So, no, anyway, kind of interesting because I wasn't sure if we could have him on today. But since he called me, You know, there
That's
you
great.
Go.
Yeah, he was in Lake Havasu last week.
Right.
There was several hundred residents that listened to him speak.
How did that go, Mr. Mayor?
It went great. Yeah, it went great. He had an opportunity to meet and greet with, like I said, a couple hundred citizens, answered some questions that were on people's minds, and I think was able to gain some support from folks in the area.
Interesting. And then they went on to Bullhead City, correct?
Yeah, they actually started in Kingman, came down to Lake Havasu, and then moved on to Bullhead City for the evening.
Wow, mm-hmm. Covered Mojave County all in one day?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. It's great that they could do that. So
So where's your election show? Are you going to do it out of the studio today?
Brandon Bowers and I will be in the studio. Brandon will probably be where Jess is sitting. Roger Galloway will be in Kingman at the election headquarters. So we'll get some up-to-the-minute returns probably 5 minutes before they're posted.
Great.
We'll get them from Roger. We're supposed to have Bill McMillan from the Mojave Valley Daily News chiming in. As you know, the Today's News Herald now owns the Mojave Daily News. Mm-hmm. And then the Kingman Miners. So we've got Mackenzie from the Miner supposedly going to be joining us as well. I guess she's one of the City Beat reporters over there. And then Steve Greeley is doing the Nico's party tonight.
Mm. Yeah, great.
Probably about 1,500 people expected over there from what I understand. If it doesn't rain on them, right?
Yeah, the weather looks like it's going to hold up throughout that. What time does your coverage
start?
I don't
know. My forecast has rain.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked this morning when I looked
especially
yesterday.
About 6 p.m.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so there you go. That sounded like a North Dakotaism there. Oh, jeez.
It came out. I got made fun of at the last coffee with the mayor and manager last month anyway.
That, right.
I talked about giving your neighbor a casserole, and I've been getting grief for that. Ever since, it's a Midwest thing for sure.
So before I get the inevitable nasty gram, we're with Lake Havasu City Manager Jess Knutson and, of course, the mayor of Lake Havasu City, Cal Sheehy. I was told Batman and Robin.
Yeah, no, you got Batman.
What does
Batman,
that mean?
Yeah.
Is that Anthony?
Well, I learned a little later this morning that there's no speak out at the next council meeting with the Thanksgiving holiday.
Correct.
So we thought we'd come in and come here and get it all done in one show.
Oh, that is that week. That's right, because we were giving you the option. I'm going to be on vacation that entire week.
Okay. Yeah.
So
generally, Jess does the first speak out of the month, and I do the second. So
the mothership decided, you know what, since Paul's out of town, why even do it?
Yeah. So you're off that whole week, the week of Thanksgiving?
Yes. First vacation in a long time, too. A very long time.
Good for you.
Yeah. So anyway, we've also got tickets that we're going to be giving away, not on this show, but on the amateurs on Thursday. Do you guys know who Jay Moore is? He's a comedian. Oh. He's also has a sports talk show on Fox Sports Radio. And he had a sports talk show, and now he was the inaugural host and executive producer of Last Comic Standing.
Yeah.
And he has, I guess, a podcast that's pretty popular. He's a sports comedian, and he fired Jerry Maguire. If you remember that in the movie, he took Jerry Maguire to lunch and then fired him. So that's Jay Moore.
I remember him from that show, Last Comic Standing. I think it was only a couple of seasons, but that was a really good show.
But he's going to be at the Tropicana Laughlin January 28th, and we'll have tickets that we're giving away this week on the amateurs. And that, again, is 94.3, 100.5, and 980 a.m. And at 9 o'clock in the morning. It starts on Thursday morning. It'll be Steve Greeley, Billy Don't Be a Hero, Beckman. Not sure if Tim Shagrew is going to join them. I may be on that panel. Not sure. It looks that way right now. So anyway, join us on Thursday morning, and we'll give one lucky listener tickets to Jay Moore at the Tropicana Laughlin.
Perfect.
So looking at council meeting tonight.
Yes, we are.
And there's quite a few items on the agenda. It looks like it's going to be a long meeting.
You know, potentially it's election night. It doesn't generally fall this way, but we will be doing the city's business. We have a few items that we'll be addressing today. One is we're looking at a grant for Site 6 to apply for. Site 6 is a really popular launch facility that many of our citizens use. It's also the only free launch facility, and it has additional amenities such as fishing docks and the like over there. But we're looking to use some of the SLIF grants that Representative Biasucci worked so hard in the legislature to get those back for us to apply for a grant to help redo that ramp area. So we'll change the slope a little bit, and it'll not be as slippery. Jess, I know you and your team are working on that, so I don't know if you have any additional info on it.
Yeah, like you said, special thanks to Representative Leah Biasucci for championing that legislation that's that brought SLIF grants back to Havasu for a couple of years now. Last year, we spent the dollars on a police boat and a fire boat to accommodate their operations on the water. And then this year, the concept is for some improvements at Site 6. Over the last several years, we get complaints about how that ramp gets slippery and, you know, pretty much unsafe to launch and collect your boat at the end of the day. So our public works staff, they do a great job. They go down there and kind of grind down that ramp to make sure that there's some resistance and some friction on that ramp. But it won't take long before we get through that concrete and we're not able to do that anymore. It'll be the approach is got to be defined as maintenance. Otherwise, there's a lot of permitting that needs to take place and would delay the project for quite some time if we started getting into the water too far. But we are able to put new concrete, new ramp, and like the mayor indicated, it would be about a little over 10 degrees in slope difference, which will certainly help the folks that need that assistance out there.
So the total on those SLIF grants is around $4 million, correct? And we're looking at $800,000 of that for our share, and then $1.2 million on the total cost of the renovation for the Site 6 ramp, correct?
Yes. Yeah. The grant totals that you can get per agency is $800,000. So mm-hmm. we're going to go in for a request of the full amount, and then we will subsidize the additional improvements in that area with additional monies from our budget.
Does the state take into account, or is it written in the grant narrative, that Havasu actually puts in the most money from the fuel tax for the SLIF grant?
Yeah, the majority of all of the monies go to river cities or entities or agencies along the river. So Mojave County Sheriff's Department was able to receive some watercraft as well through grants in the past. So it generally is based on the West Coast, but there are other users for some of the inland lakes down in the valley that can apply as well. But they do take that into consideration where the money's actually coming from.
Yeah, see, I do pay attention, by the way.
Yes, you do. I was actually quite impressed with the amount of information you had without even looking at
thanks.
A piece of paper.
I appreciate that. Yes. Thanks to the Herald as well. Very good story in there on that. So when's the last time, and I read also that the angle on that launch mm-hmm. was going to be reduced by 10%.
Yeah, a little
that's
more than
10%. Steep angle to begin with.
It's
then.
A very steep angle right now. And then those, you know, our Havasu residents that have been here for many years know, you know, the tradition on those holiday weekends and some of the trouble that people have launching that their boats out there. It has caused quite a stir over some of those busy weekends. I think it was maybe 2 to maybe 3 years ago. We had a holiday weekend, and somebody didn't like the fact that people were laughing at the, you know, how hard it was to launch a boat and actually brandished a weapon, a gun.
Whoa.
And since then, we've had to kind of close off that activity or those areas to reduce anything like that happening again. So this will go a long ways to make it a lot easier to launch your boat at Site 6.
Interesting. I actually have a history with that site. My father was my first guest on the show ever when I hosted back in 2007 when I came on in place of Steve Cleverly. And he was talking about fishing at Site 6 in 1952.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and the cost of T-bone steaks and a cot and all that stuff. It was, believe it or not, under $3 for both.
No, exactly. It's amazing. Yeah. Last week on the city's social media page, on our Facebook page, there was a picture of Site 6 that was posted from back in those early days. Quite amazing, the change that has been seen out at Site 6 over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go ahead and take a short break. We'll take an early one because these guys aren't here for the normal hour. It's going to be an abnormal hour, right?
We've abnormal hour, yeah.
Blake Masters coming on at about a quarter till. He's going to call in. Of course, he's the Republican U.S. Senate candidate. And don't forget, if you haven't voted already early, which I do not, I'm voting right after the show. So just the way it goes. The polling place is right across the street from the condo.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just it's easier for me to vote at lunch. So, all right. By special request, little Beastie Boys. So what you want?
There you go.
I know what you want.
Yeah.
You want Beastie Boys. And Cal's good with anything.
Yes.
All right.
Including Celine Dion here.
No. Exactly. Or Adele.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, if you're good with anything, that's, yeah.
That's where you go with it, yeah.
We know you're good with any kind of music. Yeah. All right. Mayor Cal Sheehy, City Manager Jess Knudsen, back after the short break. I'm Paul Lavoie. Welcome back to Speak Out. Just got a note from listener Jack about Site 6. He says, there are many YouTube videos about the crazies trying to launch and retrieve boats at Site 6. But pulling a gun? Come on, man.
Hey, go ahead. Come on, man.
That's listener Jack. Thanks for the text. We appreciate it. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management. Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. Don't forget our archives are at KNTRTalk.com, along with the Lake Havasu City app available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And don't forget, folks, shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local. Vote local! Right?
Yes.
We do it all here. We do it all. Just no Adele. What can I say?
Yeah. You just can't do it, can
you? It's a new rule. Yeah. It's a new rule. All right. Welcome back to Speak Out, everybody. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Lake Havasu City Manager Jess Knudsen and Mayor Cal Sheehy. Sorry about the order. That's just how I wrote them down.
No, I understand. Yeah. That's the way we're sitting at the table, too.
Right, right. Yes. There are other items on the agenda that are a very fiscally centered, correct?
Yes. While we're talking about water, we talked about Site 6 a few minutes ago, but we also will be considering to award the contract to allow us to dredge the south end of the channel.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big safety issue. We've had to do a variety of things. We were hopeful we were going to get the permit ahead of this last boating season that's just ending now, and we were probably naive thinking we were going to get that, but we didn't.
Would have been nice.
Yeah, it would have been very nice. We for those users that use the channel quite often, you might have noticed some additional signage that was preventing boats from parking in the area at the south end of the channel just because it was becoming such a navigable issue and a safety issue. But nonetheless, we do have the permit now, and so we'll start that work pending action of council this evening in December and get that emergency dredging done to help ease that navigation issue.
Mr. Mayor, how bad can that get? Can it actually become unnavigable?
It could, yes. We tried to prevent that. It's been 12 years Ooh. Since we did it last. And the action in front of council this evening is actually just to do the west bank of the channel area to address that. So we'll be operating out of the London Bridge Beach Park area, taking the dredge material and then keeping it on the island for it to dry out and meet all of the regulatory requirements of the dredge material. But yes, if we don't get to it, it could certainly be that concern. But we try to stay ahead of it. A lot of it depends on storm deposits and sediment that comes down the Pima Wash and a lot of those issues that occur in that area. But again, it's been 12 years since we did the south end.
So, Jess, even though that's a man-made channel,
right?
Okay, it obviously used to be a peninsula. Mm-hmm. I'd explain that to somebody this weekend. Is the Army Corps of Engineers or any other agency involved with that?
Sure. I mean, that's the permitting process that the mayor alluded to, that we have to make sure that we have the proper permissions from each agency, including the Army Corps of Engineers. Anytime you break that water or impact the shoreline in any way, that's going to have an impact, potentially downriver, and they want to be part of that process. Yeah, we're actually getting an emergency permit. And we filed an application for an emergency permit, and we started this process a little over a year ago. And we'll be able to get that completed here next month, but it's taken that long. We will take a closer look at the rest of the channel itself, but as you alluded to, Paul, it's a man-made channel. If you look at an aerial map of Lake Havasu, the mountains down to the island area, it's a big alluvial fan, right?
Right.
All the sediment that comes off the mountain into the lower Colorado River. And, you know, I mean, we've benefited greatly over the last several decades from the creation of the channel and obviously the placement of the bridge. But there's maintenance that has to go into that to make sure that it is dug out and can be used for the purposes it's used for today.
Never took a geology class, but I do know from living in the desert many, many, many years what an alluvial fan is. Mm-hmm. So, and our street design, I think, is or our layout, the map of Lake Havasu City, based on that alluvial fan
yes.
concept. So yeah. a lot of spaghetti winding streets in that. So you guys want to take another short break?
Sure. Or we get on to we have short-term rentals on the agenda tonight as well, which is pretty exciting. So we can talk about that when we get back from break.
Let's do that, Mr. Right. Producer. I like that. All right. Take charge.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I need someone to run the board, too. Are you good with that?
No, you have that handle.
I'll take care of that.
Okay, you probably could. Looks like he's got a little DJ in him.
Not well. But yeah.
I don't mean DJ or talk show host. I mean like weeka, 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 weeka. That kind of DJ, you know?
I got no weeka, weeka, weeka in me.
The scratch. That was a horrible impression, by the way.
Yours or mine?
Mine.
Yeah.
Mine. Yours was even worse. If it could get any worse.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Again, we have Republican U.S. Senate candidate Blake Masters calling in about 15 minutes. Currently, we're with Lake Havasu City Manager Jess Knudsen and Mayor Cal Sheehy. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy. Stay with us. My favorite Beastie Boys song right here.
Good one.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. We're fighting for our right to party at the bottom of the hour.
Your right to vote today?
That's right. Fight for your right to vote. Absolutely. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union. Also, Mojave Community College, Herb's Herbs. For your right to vote. And SunPower by Esme Electric, samsguns.com. You didn't think I'd go there, did you? The Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And Bobby will actually be on the show tomorrow along with Chad Hansen from Mojave Mortgage. We're going to do the Real Estate Power Hour about a week early. I'm supposed to say boom after I say Power Hour. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing on the show.
Well, then do it.
Well, right, the Real Estate Power Hour. That's you. Boom. All right. Well, nobody does it like Chad.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the phones. Hopefully it's not Blake Masters. He would be about 10 minutes early. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, guys. Hey, I have a question for Cal since this is Election Day. Maybe I've missed this along the way. Maybe it's a stupid question. But every mayor I've seen in this country or read about has a D or an R next to their name. I've never seen a letter next to your name, and I'd be interested to see where your affiliation is. And I hope you don't say independent, because I really don't believe there is any true independence left. And I'll just listen off the air.
All right. Can I jump in here for a second?
Sure.
I don't think Carolyn Goodman is a D or an R, and she's a Las Vegas mayor.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the reason you don't generally see it in local politics or local offices, so it's not only the mayor or the council members, is because our offices are nonpartisan. So that's why you don't generally see our party affiliation next to our names. But I'm a Republican, a registered Republican, and have been for my entire life.
There you go.
Yeah, that's not a choice by the mayor or council that serves in Havasu or in the entire state of Arizona. I mean, that's the way it is set up through state statutes. They're nonpartisan elections.
And thank you for answering that question. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
I learned something today.
On Speak Out, that's what we're here for. So yeah, you have a question, we'll answer it for you.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about that short-term rental issue, and what can be done now by the city, and what has staff come up with?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to say is that we've been dealing with short-term rentals for almost a decade now. In 2014, Lake Havasu City adopted a local ordinance to have some local regulations, which worked really perfect. It allowed for short-term rental owners to be able to enjoy the use of their property. It allowed for people to rent the homes, but it also allowed for peaceful enjoyment of the neighborhood. In 2016, state law changed, and it preempted cities and towns from doing any regulation whatsoever. That's actually the first line in the legislation. And so we've been working really hard over the years to try and get some ability to be able to manage these neighborhoods. Some areas are impacted more than others within our community, and so we've been able to get a few tools over a few different legislative sessions, but it just wasn't working. And so this year we looked at it a different way, and we reached out to Senator Borelli and Representative Biasucci, and they decided that they would support a bill in the opposing houses to address it so we could have local control. Representative Biasucci actually ran a bill. The final bill that was signed by the governor was not his, but components of what he, the framework of what he had in his bill was included in the final one. So this bill doesn't give us everything we need. That is a challenge. So I do want to preface it by saying that we know that there needs to be more. There's unique challenges in Lake Havasu City that other cities may not experience, and we would like to have even more. But Jess, if you want to talk about some of the specifics of what this is going to allow us to do based on council action this evening.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you alluded to it, is that it's half a step in the right direction in terms of what we're trying to address. If you talk to our citizens, our residents in Lake Havasu City, and again, we love short-term rentals in Havasu. The problems that exist are the ones that abuse the respect that needs to be earned in the neighborhood.
Right. The party homes.
It's the party homes. Mm-hmm. It's the fireworks. It's the noise. It's those residents that don't feel safe in their own homes when on maybe holiday weekends or when certain tenants come to town. So, there is a local registration process that's in place, which is good news for Lake Havasu City, and we take applications. If you want to operate a short-term rental and able to collect the information, post it and put it out there so our residents can learn more about the location of short-term rentals. But then the state comes back and says that all those applications must be approved unless three or four different issues that may come up. And they're so specific that they really don't address the concerns that our residents have, which is noise and trash and all those things that are tied to maybe a party short-term rental, we're going to do our best. And there's some language in the ordinance itself, and state statute allows us to a certain extent to do a few things and leave the door open. There will be a required for a posting in each short-term rental that talks about what's required in that short-term rental, mm-hmm. from a fire extinguisher, smoke detectors, those types of things that must be placed. But again, it's a posting that's on the door in the short-term rental, and then there'll be some language through this ordinance, if council chooses to adopt it, that reminds everybody that's a tenant in a short-term rental that be respectful. Your neighbors have the 24-hour contact information for the owner of the short-term rental or the property management company. If you do something out of line, they're going to call the owner. They're going to call the property management company, and we're certainly hoping that that's going to have an impact on the behaviors of some of the maybe some of those folks that would be renting it for party purposes. So
yeah, I thought the clause or the point about illegal activities, whether they be adult in nature or drug related or that sort of thing, I thought that was kind of interesting when I read that in the paper. Is that something that's been a problem?
Typically our issues in Lake Havasu City are the those that for the noise, the trash, the fireworks, and just being disrespectful, not being a good neighbor. You know, mm-hmm. You think about this as people are on vacation in a what they could consider a resort-like atmosphere, but packed into a residential neighborhood. So these folks want to enjoy themselves, but they also need to be respectful of the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's obvious when we're out doing flags during the Kiwanis flag program, where those houses are when there's, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 cars out in front of out in front of one property.
Yeah.
And you're like, looks like they're here for a minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Only a minute.
Yeah.
So there you have it. So if that ordinance passes the muster today, tonight, what happens?
So tonight will be an introduction of the ordinance itself, and then allow for the community to digest it and the council to digest it as well, and then come back at our next meeting and for action. So tonight's just an introduction for us to talk about it, or what's in there, what's not in there. And to get ahead of it a little bit, we hear a lot from our residents. It's like, well, what the city needs to do is this. And the city needs to make sure that there's you cap the number of people that are in a short-term rental, or all these other, or put a notification out front of the property to show us that it's a short-term rental, or all these other ideas that come mm-hmm. about. And we hear quite a bit. I see it in Utah. I see it in California. What we're dealing with as a city, and it's very difficult because we have a lot of rules and regulations that guide or that mandate our process here at the city, and
sure.
we have to abide by them. That otherwise, it's an illegal ordinance, and we'd be set ourselves up for a lawsuit. But we're that being said, we're doing the best we can to identify what's available in that statute and meet it up with the needs of our residents.
So let me put another that being said on there. Mm-hmm. With a new governor coming in, is there a chance that you might be working with that new governor to overturn the 2016 law governing short-term rentals?
Yeah, with any time there's a new administration change, there certainly is opportunity. Based on my conversations with the candidates that are running, I don't see that as a possibility. But
you do not.
I do not. But that would be great if that was there. But in my conversations with the candidates that would be running for governor, they don't really have an appetite for that. From what
I'm interesting. Gathering. No, it's all about the border, right?
Yeah, the border, there's lots of issues across water.
Sure.
There's lots of issues that we need our state leaders to address, and hopefully those items will get addressed by the will of the people and their vote this afternoon, or today.
So another thing related to this issue is that C-scale ordinance that we had with the noise complaints
and the
base readings from the police department. Has that been something that's had some teeth, that's the police department's been able to enforce it?
Certainly, the council adopted new rules in place for sound violations within the community. So, at certain hours during the week and on the weekends, especially in the residential neighborhoods, we're expected to be quiet, and because we don't want to bother our neighbors. And the council adopted an update to that ordinance that mitigated any type of that booming bass noise you hear. In addition to just the regular noise that might come out of that too, and it's worked very well. Our officers and our law enforcement professionals are in a position to record that noise and make sure that our neighborhoods and our neighbors in the community are working well together.
Okay, Chief Doyle retiring, obviously.
Yeah.
Have you named a replacement?
Have not named a replacement just yet. We're going through a selection process, collecting applications from across the country, and I will have a team of individuals that will be helping me go through a process to identify the best police chief for Lake Havasu City moving forward. Chief Doyle has done a remarkable job in his career for Lake Havasu City and for the Lake Havasu City Police Department. Those are big shoes to fill, so I got my job cut out for me.
He finally found something he's good at after 35 years there.
yeah.
I'm kidding, Chief Doyle.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to talk about while we're in the waning minutes here before Blake Masters calls?
If I can, it's November at the end, and it's Thanksgiving, and the holidays are upon us, as well as Christmas, obviously. Our community dinner, the date is set for that. That's going to be on December 9th. So that's one of the best events that we host and we have here in Lake Havasu City, and the community dinner will be on December 9th. So take a look at that. We have our Veterans Day parade coming up on Friday, and that's a big deal. And this week the London Bridge will be the lit up green for Veterans Day. And then lastly, Paul, if I can, we're going to be celebrating our city employees that work for Lake Havasu City. We have 102 of our employees that are veterans.
Oh.
And we're going to be honoring those employees tomorrow at an intimate little ceremony. But 102 city employees that are veterans that represent more than 600 plus years of military experience that we have working for Lake Havasu City. How cool is that?
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. And speaking of cool, I think we have Blake Masters on the line. Is that you?
Yes, you do.
All right, Blake, can you hold on for a second while we go to break?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. You guys are welcome to stay, but I'm sure you have city business. or lunch. Who's buying lunch, by the way?
The mayor is.
Of course.
He has to go to a couple meetings with me before. But thank you so much for having
thank
us.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet.
Thank you, Blake, for calling in. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for understanding. We appreciate
Merry
it.
Election day.
All right. Back with more in a moment. We have Blake Masters on the line. We'll come back and talk to the Republican U.S. Senate candidate on Election Day. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie.
He said, "Well, Ely, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down." Yes, so yes, my name is Willie Lee. In an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. A very special guest on the phone calling from Maricopa County. It's U.S. Senate candidate Blake Masters, of course, Republican Blake Masters. Blake, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely.
You know, I think we had you on about a year ago before the Republican picnic in 2021. So it has been a while, even though I've interviewed you for news soundbites and that. It's been a while since you've been on Speak Out, so we really appreciate you calling in.
My pleasure to be back. A few things have changed since 12 months ago.
Absolutely. Well, you thought you might get the Trump endorsement, and you did, which really helped. What do you think really helped you narrow the gap with Mark Kelly? Was it the debate? Was it staying on point? Or was it just a combination of everything, and eventually he would have to face up to the fact that he's a Chuck Schumer supporter?
Yeah, I think it's all of it. You know, the debate on October 6th was a huge inflection point. People see how badly Senator Kelly struggled to defend his record.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm on the radio right now. Who was it? That? Sorry, a voter wanted to come up and give me a hug. Hey,
it happens.
But then also, you know, we've just been getting out there with our message. When people learn that Mark Kelly has just been a rubber stamp for Joe Biden, well, surprise, surprise, they want to make a change because Biden's not doing so great. We got a wide open southern border, double digit inflation, crime is through the roof. People want to vote for a change. When we've been getting this message out that, hey, Mark Kelly, he's the status quo. He's Washington. He's everything that's wrong with what's happening right now. Well, then they want to make the change, right? So the dam broke about a week or two ago, this red wave. We see it. We feel it. It's happening. And I got to say, my campaign, we're peaking at just the right time.
Blake, there's been a barrage. It's almost nauseating when you watch TV, the barrage of political spots talking about Social Security being threatened, being privatized. I know they have video of you and that, but I have a listener asking me via text, explain about privatizing Social Security. What's your stand on that?
They took 2 seconds of out-of-context video, and they try to say, Blake's going to cut your Social Security. No, it's just a lie, just a complete lie. I'm trying to save Social Security. My commitment is to never cut those benefits, right? They're not even benefits so much as it's a public trust. People paid into that system. Mm-hmm. The government's going to honor its promises. It's Mark Kelly who's done more than anyone to help Joe Biden decimate seniors' savings, right? The reason seniors' retirement is in jeopardy in Arizona is because of this crushing inflation that Mark Kelly and Joe Biden have caused. So it's always just the opposite. I think they're insecure, so they attack me. I'm the one looking to make sure that Social Security stays solvent. We can never cut. And Mark Kelly, he's already proven that he's just devastating, fatal to senior savings.
I've been following politics a long time. I graduated high school in 1982. The first president I voted for was Ronald Reagan in 84. That argument has been going on forever. And it just seems like that's all they have to bring up when they can't defend their record. Do you agree?
That's right. Yeah, it's classic projection, too. Have you noticed the left just calls us what they actually are?
Oh, absolutely.
You want a border wall, they call you racist. Well, they're the ones obsessed with discriminating on the basis of race, right?
Yes.
It's always just the opposite. So I think Mark Kelly, take the life issue. Like, I'm pro-life. I'm proud of that. That just means I believe in limits. I think at the federal level, a 15-week limit on abortion, with the common exceptions, is reasonable. Most people agree with that. Mark Kelly, he's the abortion radical. He believes in 8 months, 30 days, taxpayer-funded abortion, no limits of any kind at all. Well, the only countries that have that policy are China and North Korea. So he calls us extremists. No, he's just trying to disguise his own extreme voting record. It's always the opposite with these folks.
Well, you got that right. So there's a Libertarian candidate who's dropped out of the race. He's still on the ballot. How are you dealing with that? What are you telling voters? What's the message?
Well, we've advertised that, you know, Mark Victor, the Libertarian candidate, I think he graciously withdrew. He exited the race, and he threw his whole support behind me. So he endorsed me because he took a look at Mark Kelly and myself, and he knows it's pretty clear. I'm the Liberty candidate. You care about freedom. You care about this constitutional republic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment. My gosh, I don't even think Mark Kelly knows that there's 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights. It's pretty clear who libertarians should vote for as between me and Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly believes in COVID tyranny, believes in lockdowns, believes in teaching kids to be confused about their gender. My goodness, I believe in freedom, secure borders, safe streets, and constitutional rights. So, not complicated. We've been getting that message out to our libertarian friends. Everybody shows up today and votes Republican. We can preserve freedom in this country, but that is what is on the ballot.
Well, it's interesting. With the meet and greet in Havasu, I understand you told the story about the Fetterman debate in Pennsylvania with Dr. Oz, and then it came up on Google. One of the searches that was the most popular the next day was, how do I change my vote? And I haven't heard a word about that anywhere, except for from the person, of course, who's pretty in touch with the tech sector, which would be you.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I think everybody should be voting on the same set of information. You know, Fetterman in his debate showed how just ill. I mean, he's ill. You got to feel bad for him. He suffered a serious medical issue, but he's not competent to serve in the United States Senate. He lied about it. His wife lied about it. The campaign lied about it. Well, the debate just exposed him. So I think a lot of people probably voted for him early and saw the debate and then had, you know, second thoughts. So it's just one issue with early voting, but all that's behind us, and the only question today is, do our patriots across the country show up in person at the polls and vote like the future of this country depends on it? We're seeing long lines in Arizona. We're seeing a lot of activity, a lot of enthusiasm for people going to vote Republican here in person on Election Day, and that's what we need. So if you're listening and you haven't gone to vote yet, get some water, get a sandwich, and get in line. Because you got to cast that vote today. The future of our state, the future of our country, literally depend on it. Go in, wait in line, put a smile on your face. It should be fun. It should be celebratory, right? Today's the day we take our country back. But only if we go in, vote straight Republican, let's retire Mark Kelly, get me in there to represent Arizona families in the United States Senate.
Right, absolutely. Have you voted today?
You know, I voted early in person. I'm spending Election Day up here in Maricopa County. We're doing a statewide candidates Arizona GOP watch party tonight in Scottsdale. But I live in Pima County, so I had to vote early in person. And we banked some good early votes narrowly behind the Democrats, but that's why we need to show up today in droves. So if you haven't voted yet, if you've voted early, great. Hey, you're working today. You're calling friends and family, getting them to the polls. Mm-hmm. If you haven't voted, go in person. Stay in line. Do not leave until your legal vote has been cast.
How late do you think this is going to go tonight, and how prepared are you to stay up for the whole thing until the end?
I'll be up until 2 a.m., I'm sure, and, you know, I think we'll be feeling good as they count the day of vote. But those late early ballots, if you've got an absentee ballot, don't go and just submit it today. Cancel it and vote in person, because the late, they call them the late early ballots. You get a mail-in ballot, you go drop it in the drop box today. That's not even going to begin to be counted until tomorrow and Thursday. Now, a lot of people are still going to do that. Those people will break Republican. So my race, honestly, might not be called until Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. It's going to be close, but all the more reason to get out and vote in person. Wait in line, vote in person today. That's how we retire Mark Kelly and restore some sanity back to the U.S. Senate.
Right. Anything else you want to get out there before we close the show?
Just thank you to everyone who's already voted. Thank you to everyone waiting in line right now. I know everyone's busy, but it's the future of our country, right? If you like wide open borders and illegal immigration and fentanyl and paying absolutely too much for everything you need to live, well, hey, Mark Kelly's your guy. But if you think that you and your family deserve better, and I know you do, get to the polls, go drag three people to the polls, vote like your life depends on it, like the future of this country depends on it, because it really, really does. So thank you guys. great to chat with you, and God bless you.
Well, we sure appreciate it here in Mojave County. Thanks, Blake Masters, for joining us on Speak Out today.
Absolutely.
All right, good
Take
luck.
Care.
All right, that's the show for today. And, of course, Speak Out 2.0 is up next. And who is on today? Let's see. Oh, Police Chief Rusty Cooper, of course, from the Kingman Police Department. All right. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. Of course, it's the Real Estate Power Hour. Boom! With Chad Hansen and Bobby Lewis. And we'll have a full breakdown of what's happening in the real estate industry here in Lake Havasu City. All right. And Mojave County, for that matter. All right. Again, Speak Out 2.0 up next after news and a short break. We'll see you tomorrow.
That was Mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. When you got a fast car.
Your Talk, AJJJ, HD2, Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3. The voice of the free.